We're beginning our Parsha class. This is the first Parsha class of the year, and so I want a quick intro to Parsha before we move forward. Many years ago, we had a student here who came from a faraway country, and he didn't know too much about Judaism, and he spent 9 months studying here doing really well. Phenomenal. Standing next to him, Shmona Esrei was an inspiration. And then one day he tells me, you know, I have to leave. I said, when are you leaving? He said, in 2 weeks. I said, we have to meet before you leave. Let's talk. So we set up a meeting. It's 10 days before his departure date. And I say, we'll call him Shmuley, even though it's not his real name. I say, Shmuley, you've had an amazing year here. He says, yes, it's been fascinating. And I said, Shmuley, what are you taking back with you from Machon Meir? And he looks at me and says, I'll look back at it and say it was a very wonderful year. I said, yes, but what about you are you taking back with you? Which mitzvot? He said, well, let's see. They don't sell kosher food in my town. I'm not going to eat kosher. None of my family keeps Shabbos. I'm not going to keep Shabbos. I don't have a minion by me. I'm not going to pray. And I don't own tefillin. I'm not going to put on tefillin. I don't think I'm taking anything back. So that was a shocker, right? I sat back and I was like, you're joking. And he said, no. He said, it was a very nice year, very interesting. Nothing. I said, you spent the whole year. What does that mean? He said, no, I'm going back to university. And I said, no. He said, yeah. I said, okay, I appreciate your honesty. Now, he would accompany me. I really like him till today. So at that time, I used to live in the neighborhood, and we set up a chavrusa. Every day he'd come, we'd meet, and we'd go pick up my son. I'd have to pick up my son from Gan. We'd pick him up together, and we'd have like a 25-minute walk together, talking and learning. So I said to him, Shmuley, you know, I charge for tutoring, and I gave you all year long free time. I never took a penny from you. And I invested all this time. And now you're telling me it's all gone. Now I'm cashing in on all the time I spent with you. No, you're not leaving. You're telling me one thing you're taking with you. Okay? One thing. He says to me, I'll think about it. He comes back a few days before his flight. And he says, you know, there's one thing I really liked. And that one thing I'm going to take with me. The Parsha. I will make sure to take 2 to 3 minutes every night before I go to sleep to go over the weekly parsha. That I'll do. I said, great, we have a deal. Okay, we're friends, everything's great. He leaves. Now, we stay in touch. A few months later, he emails me back. He says, you know, it's great. Every so often, we go to visit my grandma on Shabbos. And after we park, I come out and I take the cup with me. And I gave him as a parting gift a wine goblet or whatever. He says, I make kiddush, you know, once every few months with your cup. It's very nice. Okay, he said, and I'm keeping my end of the deal. I'm still doing the parsha. Okay. I get a phone call after a few months. Hi, it's whatever her name is. I'm Shmuley's girlfriend. Okay, I want to hear about conversion. Okay, fine. 2 years down the road, she hasn't converted. She's still Shmuley's girlfriend. I get an email from Shmuley. I'm coming to Israel. I know it's been 2.5 years. I want to come by and say hi, and I'm still doing my end of the deal. I'm doing the parsha. Good for you. Okay, 2.5 years later, he comes by. He says, should I bring my girlfriend with me? I say, fine. Okay, as luck would have it, we didn't end up meeting. 2.5 years later, I get an email from him. I'm coming back to Israel. I'm going to Eishet Torah. I want to start learning Torah. I'm going to keep it this time. What brought him back? I'm no longer with my non-Jewish girlfriend. What brought him back? The parsha. The parsha. He kept doing parsha. Everything else he told me I'm not doing. But he kept doing parsha. Every night he never finished the parsha. You know, in 2-3 minutes you don't finish the parsha. But every night he stayed connected. There's a tremendous power in that. We live, the Jewish people live around the parsha. Even Clinton, when he came to eulogize Rabin, in his eulogy he said, Jews live by the weekly portion that they read in the Torah. And this week, it's true. It's the way we live. And so we have to take that to heart. If I come here on a Wednesday night and I say, what do you know about the parsha? Guys, know about the parsha. Take 2-3 minutes a night. If you go through your art scroll, whatever it is, the parsha should be a part of your life. We Hasidim say that the parasha also tells you what's going to happen in your life that week. But you have to be a chassid in order to see that. So I'm not going there. But I'm saying that it's a tremendous thing. You learn every day a little bit. You'll reach a stage, hopefully, where every day you'll do an aliyah. But that's already down the road. But it's a tremendous force. When guys leave yeshiva for the army, I often tell them, I want you to learn a few things. I want you to learn how to pray. Take your last month before you leave to learn how to connect to God quickly. Because in the army, sometimes you have 90 seconds to pray. You don't always have the time to pray normally. So learn how to focus quickly and have a meaningful prayer short. And I want you to have a good friend. And I want you to have a Rebbe you feel you could call on your worst day. And I want you to take upon yourself one piece of learning, which will be maximum 2 minutes. It could be 1 minute. Could be a minute and a half, but not more than 2 minutes. But that you do every day. As tired as you are, every day you do those 2 minutes. And soldiers have told me that was maybe the hardest thing they took upon themselves. When they came in, they said, I'm going to have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I can do it. 2 minutes. But stick to it. That's what we discussed earlier. And a person who sticks to the parsha, comes Shabbos, you're in a different place. You know what's going on. So here, we're going to have our parsha class in a minute, but this was intro to the whole idea of learning parsha.